center of gravity is key, and posture is what really makes all the difference in the world. When a person goes to see you for some assistance, you are really helping them become aware of their posture, all aspects of their posture, so that they can affect that center of gravity.
Yeah, correct. These exercises aren't things that typically people do, and so they are kind of new and for most people. And most of it involves, for some of the posture muscles, is getting on your stomach. And a lot of people don't like to do that as well. They really affect. One is basically if you were laying on your bed, and actually better to lay on the end of your bed with your arms hanging over the end of your bed, is one of the better exercises for the upper back posture. It's called Superman, where you basically are raising your legs up as if you're flying. And what that does is it recruits basically all your upper back muscles. And you do this while you're looking down so you don't hyperextend your neck. So Superman is one of my staple exercises that I try to teach everyone. And if people can, depending upon their age and posture changes that they may already have, like let's say if they have a scoliosis or kyphosis, then you can modify that position by putting pillows or that kind of thing. But getting on your stomach is one of the best ways to work your postural muscles. Another one, again, that people, these are unfamiliar to most people. They're not something that you would typically do in a gym, but they really work well, again, for encouraging the postures in general, but especially for Parkinson's, is laying on your stomach and lifting up your arm outstretched and then lifting up the opposite leg and then alternating that movement from right to left, right arm, left leg, left arm, right leg, and going back and forth. And again, that recruits all your extensor muscles, the muscles that keep you upright and help you fight gravity when you're standing. If I only had two exercises, or people only had time to do two exercises, those would be the two that I would start them out with.
So on the first, you're on your stomach, you're on your bed, your arms are probably off the bed, and then you're lifting up your legs into the air, but you're not trying to lift your arms. Do I have that correctly?
No, actually the opposite. The first one is you're lifting, your arms are hanging over the end of the bed, and you're lifting up your arms. And what that does is recruits your upper back muscles. So you're working.
Oh, got it. Okay. You're not lifting your legs. You're lifting your arms up then.
Right, right. And so the posture that you're in when your arms are up, it looks like the posture as if you were flying. That's why I call it Superman.
Oh, yeah.
And then the second one is then you can scoot back up on the bed or on the mat, and you can do some of these on the floor, I suppose. You're in that kind of same position you are as Superman, except now you're supported by the bed, and you're going to lift up one arm outstretched in the opposite leg, and it recruits all your extensor muscles. And then you do the opposite side, but it's always opposite arm, opposite leg. And again, it's just it targets basically your anti-gravity muscles, your postural muscles, so your upper back, your hip extensor. And they're just effective, but they're not positions that people are used to getting into or even like to get into, but they are very effective.